Because we just barely began the next sugya of the Kriya with the Rida Barabin, so we'll try just to take it back from the beginning of the sugya again. The Gemara has a whole sichtuch that was going on between Rabbi Yidi Barabin and his supposed relative. Unclear who is related to who. But the one thing we know is that everybody had their eyes on this one dekel. When somebody died, Rabbi Yidi Barabin's relative died, left behind the dekel. And Rabbi Yidi Barabin claimed he was the closest relative, some other guy claimed he was the closest relative, they were fighting it out. And finally, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yidi Barabin won the din Torah. We're not sure how he won the din Torah, whether he ate him, what those, but then unclear. Like it's in the Rishonim. But some of Rabbi Barabin won the din Torah. Then Rabbi Barabin turns around and says, okay, give me back all the fruit that you ate for the last 6 months from this dekel that turns out not to be yours. So there was a machlekes amaroi, whether that was a good time or not. So Rav Chisda said that David Barabin was not entitled to the fruit retroactively, based on some lumdish reason, unclear why. And according to Abaye and Rabbeinu, that he was in fact entitled to collect the fruit even retroactively. So we really have our hands in terms of just figuring out what's going on in the sugya. We have to analyze just the metzias hadavarim, what exactly happened, what transpired. How did Rabbi Barabin win the din Torah? Did he win based on Adim? Did he win based on Ados Bal Din? That's the most basic, fundamental question in the sugya. And then once we figure out how we won it, then we have to figure out what in the world was the lumdus? What was the machlekes? Why did Rav Chisda think that somehow the din Torah is in favor of Rabbi Barabin, yet not retroactively? Only mikan lahava. And Abaye and Rava disagree. What exactly was that? The kudus of machlekes. And then there are a few textual issues involved in the sugya, just to figure out the very, very mundane lashon. Because if you just read the Gemara Kapshuto, the simple reading of the Gemara contradicts itself, because the Gemara says that at least according to some, that Ravidi Barabin, the other guy, the other relative, was in fact Moida, at least according to those Rishonim's Gilos, he was Moida. And then up to the next line of Chisda says that Ha'amar Makarav Nutvei, that the guy is saying that he is a relative, that he is the closest relative. So is he Moida, is he not Moida? The whole thing is unclear. So we have a lot of things that are unclear to see. We don't know why Ravidi Barabin won the case in the first place. We're not sure what the Nekudas and Machlekes of Chizda and Abaye and Rav was. We don't know what Rav Chizda's Lashon was, that is he being Moida, not being Moida. The whole thing is very, very vague. So we started off at the very end of the Shir on Thursday, setting forth the Rashbam's Pshat in the Sugya. So let's take it from there. So the Rashbam's entire premise in the Sugya is that Ravidi Barabin won the Din Torah, namely won the rights to the Dekel, based on the principle of Hadas Baldin Kina Adim Dami. There were never any Adim to support Rav Yidi Barabin. Everything is based on the Hadah of the other quote unquote supposed relative. So therefore Rav Yidi Barabin wins the deck. The other guy's might say wins the deckel. So what did Rav Chisda say? So Rav Chisda said, no, you win the deckel, but you only win it based on Hadas Baldin, which only works Mikano Lahava. It's Kielu, the guy's giving you a present as a deckel, but not that we really believe him that the deckel is yours. And he's only giving you the present, Mikalahaba. If he wanted to give you a present retroactively, he could have sent you a birthday present retroactively also. But he doesn't want to do that. He's only giving you a present from here on in. All the fruit that he ate until now, he's sticking to his guns, that they were in fact his. Now, we don't know who's right. At the end of the day, it's a toss-up. So according to Rashbam, that was the thrust of Rav Chisda. A very, very strong argument that Rav Chisda is saying. Clearly, when Abaye and Rava take on Rav Chisda, Abaye and Rava are saying, no, it's not true. That's not how Ados Bal Din works. How Ados Bal Din really works is that it's a mamash and ne'amonos. We believe the guy was made that the deka belongs to Rav Yidi Barabin. And if it mamash belongs to him, it means it doesn't belong to him as a matana mikan lahaba. It belongs to him retroactively. If it belongs to him retroactively, then he's entitled to eat the fruit retroactively. And the other guy who ate the fruit in the last 6 months is a ganav. So a ganav is a mitzvah. The Heshvah exists. She goes, he has to return the fruit that he stole. So according to the Rashbam, that is the lumdus of the story. So according to the Rashbam, we resolve what the case is. The resolution to what koach did Rav Yidi Barabin win the din Torah is, the answer is one line. We understand exactly what the lumdus and the nekudas and machlekes of Chizda against the Abaye and Rava is. There's a little bit of a line, just a textual line, you got to touch up a little bit. When if you just read the Gemara inside, when Rav Chisda is trying to defend this psak, so he says, Amanka samich mar ahai, hacha amad ar mekariv netve. That Rav Chisda is looking at Rav Yidi Barabin and he's saying, what are you talking about? He said, you're relying on what he said. He's saying he's a greater karov. That's not true. He's saying he's a greater karov. He's not saying he's a greater karov now. What's he saying now? Now the other person is saying that you, Rav Yidi Barabin, are a greater karov. So what do you mean? Hacha amad ar mekariv netve. So clearly, according to the Rashbam, you have to add a word. Namely, hacha amar lisha avar. It means he used to say that he's a karov tvei. Now he's not saying that. Now he's singing a different tune. But since he used to say that he was the Karov today, and now, although he's saying, you are the closer Karov, Rabbi Yehuda Rabin, that is only B'teiris Matanis Chayibus Mekan Lahava, and therefore, we're not going to give you the fruit retroactively. So you got to just touch up that Lashon, those wordings of the Gemara, according to the Rashbam's Pshat. Good, so we have the Rashbam's Pshat down pat. We're very, very comfortable, very, very familiar with this idea, because this fundamental question as to how to view Baldos Baldin, whether through the eyes of Rav Chisda, that it's a matana mikan lahaba, or whether through the eyes of Abai and Rava, that it's an emonus, which would work even l'mafreya, is not a new concept for us. It's something that we spent a lot of time in last semester. Machlekes, no, the Maribin Leib, and the Ketos, just a quick chazara. Those who are with us, this chazara. Those who weren't with us, so it's new. So what was your chazar after reading Parshas Mishpatim? I assume yesterday everyone was listening to Priya Sarah Torah. So when they saw those magic words, Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh, I hope there were a couple of smiles broke out yesterday. Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh. So if you remember, what do we know about that pasuk? What? Could be the Mocha, maybe. Okay. So the Marvin Leib had his famous Mahalach. Marvin Leib claimed that Ados Baldin is not a Ne'amonus, it's a Hischaibus, it's a Maton Mikan Lahava. And the Ktzai said, it's not true. The Ktzai said, no, it's a Ne'amonus. What's the Mocha for the Ne'amonus? How do you know he's Ne'amon? So the Ktzai said, Dog up a Rashi, Dog up a Paschal Pashas Mishpatim, Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh. It's a Din of Ne'amonus and finish. Okay. So we're familiar with this old machlokes. According to Rashbam, this is the machlokes here as well. And good, we spoke about all the rayas back and forth from remember the Ktzai's rayas against Marvin Leib. Otherwise, how could there be a Shavuos Medin Nictus and Omukal Avisi Kamal Parati Dom? Again, Berichos, that was last semester. Not for now. Okay, good. So we have the first pshat in the Gemara down pat. Now we continue with the second possibility in the Gemara. Second possible pshat. So comes Tosfos and quotes a Hachi Gersina. There was a Girsa out there, which whether Tosfos ultimately rejects it or accepts it doesn't matter for now. But we're going to present this as a possible Girsa, where if we take a look at the bottom, Tosfos Gersina Lasof Odilei, Velo Goris Iu Karv Tvei. Comes Tosfos and says there was a Girsa out there that we are dealing with Hilchos Ados Baldin. No question about that. We're dealing with Ados Baldin, and that's ultimately what gave Ravid Barabin the upper hand in this Dintara. But the Ados Baldin was not what we thought it was. We thought that the Ados Baldin was, this is the other relative speaking, we thought the other relative says, you Ravid Barabin, I'm so sorry, you are the real relative, you are the closest relative, it really belongs to you, I'm a liar. That's what we thought the Pshat was. That's what Rashbam taught us, that's what the Rashbam told us the Pshat was. It was a real bona fide Ados Baldin. Comes to us and says, no. There was no real Hados Baldin. You know what it was? The two guys were screaming amazing. Ravid Barabin says, I'm the relative, I'm the relative, I'm the one who's entitled to the tree. And the other guy screaming, I'm the relative, I'm the relative, I'm the one who's entitled to the tree. And then they're fighting and screaming and yelling back and forth. And finally, the other guy says, Ravid Barabin, okay, it's yours. That's all. The other relative did not address the claim, did not say why he's saying it's yours. He did not say, Ravid Barabin, you are right and I'm wrong. You are the relative and I'm not the relative, I'm the liar. He didn't say anything of that nature. All he said was, L'seif Eidilei. L'seif Eidilei says that I'm willing to give in, I'm willing to give up, I'm giving you back I'm giving you the tree. I'm walking out of Beis, and it's your tree. So comes Rav Chisda and says, how do we make sense out of that statement? Yesh lachor. So I wonder shechakir as to what the guy's kavana was. What did the guy mean when he said, it's yours. Okay, I'm finished. I'm done. So comes Rav Chisda and says, that's not how Ados Baldin. He never said that you're the Karov Tvei. He was never made that the other Ravid Barabin had a better time in basement. All he said was, I said, I don't want to fight anymore. I'm not interested. It's not worth it. It's not worth my time. I got more important things to do than to fight over the silly palm tree. Go do the thing. It's yours. Go take it. Lamai says, was he being made in the mumminess? Was he giving a formal Ados Baldin that the tree actually belonged to Ravid Barabin? Not in a million years, says Rav Chisda. And therefore, Rav Chisda's Pesachna makes a lot of sense. So Mikan al-Haba, bringing about that concept again, Mikan al-Haba, that the guy's Masalik himself, and saying, listen, go take it, and I'm finished, I'm done, you can have the tree. So Tachan, that's what he said. He said that, that's what going to give the tree to Ravid Barabin. But for Ravid Barabin to turn around and say, I want to be compensated for the fruit that the other guy ate for the last 6 months, chutzpah, what do you mean? Compensated for whose fruit? What fruit? The guy never said that you won the Dintara. The other guy was a nice guy. The other guy was a Yishe Shalom. He didn't want to, he really believes that he owns the tree. And we never disproved that he doesn't own the tree. We don't even have Ados Baldin against the fact that he doesn't own the tree anymore. We just have a guy walking out of Beis Din saying, I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want to fight means don't charge me from here on in, but don't send me a bill for the last 6 months. So comes Tosis' pshat, it ends up in the same place as the Rosh Hashanah's pshat. He ends up mamish at the exact same place that within Rav Chisda, that we're going to make the guy give up the tree, and we're not going to hold him responsible to pay up for the fruit that he ate the last 6 months, but for a fundamentally different reason in Lamdus. According to the Rashbam Shprat, B'das Rav Chisda, even though there was a formal, official Hodas Baldin, but the nature of Hilchas Hodas Baldin is only a Matan L'Kan L'Haba. According to Tosfos, the only reason why we came to that same conclusion as the Rashbam is B'lav Mitameh, we came to the same conclusion, Dafka, because it was not a formal Hodas Baldin. Dafka because the Gerus and the Gemara is L'Sof Egelay, not because it's L'Sof Egelay, the Iukar Tfei, like the Rashbam's Gerusa was. If anything, what's the implication of the Tosfos' Gerusa? Tosfos' Pshat? What's the Mashmos of Tosfos' Pshat? That Lu Yitzuya, that the other guy would have said B'Feirush, you Ravid Barabin, all right, you're the relative and I'm a nothing, what would the din have been? You better believe he would have gotten a bill to pay for the last 6 months of eating the fruit. Absolutely. Because according to Tosfos' Pshat, nobody in the world holds that Hodas Baldin is just a din mikan lahaba. The Ma'ar bin Leib, Tosfos never heard of the Ma'ar bin Leib. Tosfos came before the Ma'ar bin Leib. Tosfos was learning, that wasn't the discussion, that wasn't on the table what the nature of Hodas Baldin is. Everybody knows what Hodas Baldin is. Hodas Baldin is an emanus. The only reason why Rav Chisda gave this strange psach that we split between the future and the past is only because it wasn't the Hodas Baldin. Dafka because it wasn't a Hodas Baldin. And that's Munach in the words, the Sef Eidilei, deleting the key words, namely the Iukar of Tvei. So this is Tosfos' Pshat, comes out to the same conclusion as the Rashbam, but Mamish Kebechik Mizuchim Ma'ariv. What's the problem though? According to Tosfos' Pshat, who needs a lot more work now? What? Rabbi and Rava need a lot more work. You gotta work on Rabbi and Rava. According to the Rashbam, Abai and Rava made perfect sense. There was a formal Hodas Baldin. Abai and Rava were arguing with Rav Chisda saying, it's not like Ma'ar bin Leib, but rather it's like Tzais. But according to Tzais's Pshat, that everybody agrees it's like the Tzais. The only reason why Rav Chisda split the Psak was because the Taka was not Hodas Baldin. So on what Nakuda Abai and Rava arguing about Rabbi? Say, what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the Nakuda Samachlaikis according to Tzais between Rav Chisda and Abai and Rava? It is no longer a lamdash machlokes within how to understand Hodas Baldin. Is it a hakidar of Ma'ar bin Leib or Ktsais? Everybody agrees that it's Ktsais. Everyone agrees it's Nemonis. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is, was there a Hodas Baldin or not? According to Rav Chisda, there was no Hodas Baldin. Just with those words, L'Sof Eidilei, and he said, take the fruit, do whatever you want, go take the tree, get out of here, go take the tree. According to Rav Chisda, that does not constitute a Hodas Baldin. According to Abai and Rava, what's the answer? That does constitute Hodas within where? He didn't say the self or the Yukar today. What's Pshat? It's self-evident. It's understood. Of course that's what he meant. What other Meshuggah would walk away from a Din Torah? I'm fighting it out over a tree. I'm fighting it out over a fruit. I'm just as good as you are. And then all of a sudden I make it about face. Say, no, have it, trust. And I walk out, huff and a puff, and I walk out of Beis Din. What does that mean? So Rav Chisda was a tremendous Dan L'Chavzchus. Rav Chisda looked at this guy and said, this guy's a tzaddik yisod olam, he's mevater on his mumminess, he really is the rightful owner, Rav Rabbi's not telling the truth, this guy's a tzaddik and everything, but he's being a nice guy, so he's giving him a tana, but we can't nab him. And Abai and Rava are realistic. Abai and Rava said, what do you mean the guy's a tzaddik? The guy's not a tzaddik, the guy's a gadam, the guy's a shakran. For the last week he's been driving us crazy and screaming that the tree belongs to him. And then he walks down huff and puff. You know why he walked down huff and puff? Because he knows in his heart of hearts that he's a liar. He knows that the tree never really did belong to him. He's having charata for what he did. And he doesn't want to make himself look like a total liar. So he just says, okay, I'll be a tzaddik and give it to you. Translation. If I had a marker, I will be a tzaddik and give it to you means, translated, I was a liar until now, and now I'm ready to do tshuva. So it's a machlokes in Dan L'Chavzchus. It's a machlokes about how we size up the guy's lashon. Did the guy mean to give Hodas Baldin or not? So Rav Chisda was a It's Jehelik Tzadik. He looked at the guy and said, "Now the guy must be an unbelievable Tzadik. He's being down lechav schos that he's not giving an actual Hodos Bodin." And Abai says, "What are you telling me, Abai? Of course he's giving Hodos Bodin. Abai is giving a Hodos Bodin. What's the Shaila?" And therefore, Chizda says, "We're going to send him a bill for the fruit that he ate l'mafreya." So it comes out according to Taisa's Pshat, the Nekudas and Machlaikis between Abai and Rav and Rav Chizda is not very exciting. It's not very lumdish. You're not going to write Tzaisim and Maribir Leves about it. It's Machlaikis in psychology. It's Machlaikis about Beis Din looking into a guy's eyes and seeing, is this guy a Tzadik or is this guy not such a big Tzadik? That's the whole Machlaikis between Abai and Rav against Rav Chizda. What else stems from this Pshat? According to this Pshat of Tosfos, so just how to read technically the Gemara. Just how do the words fit into the Gemara? So when Rav Chizda was saying to Rav Yehuda ben Abban, "How dare you ask for the fruit back?" Aman kesam nichnar. Hi, haka'ama da anam akriv netvei. What does that mean? What do those words mean? Haka'ama da anam akriv netvei. So according to the Rashbam, what do we say that meant? Ha'ama da anam akriv netvei. What did that mean? That meant in the past he was saying Aman Akriv Netvei. According to the Taisus Pshat, what does Aman Akriv Netvei mean? This is paraphrasing the guy's argument of Rav Yehuda ben Abban. Rav Chizda is looking at Rav Yehuda ben Abban saying, "How dare you ask for the fruit of Mafreya?" The guy, what's the next word? Said or saying? Is saying the Lashon Hoive. The guy is saying that he's Karav Tvei. That means in his line there was never anything that retracted his original taina. He is still saying that he's Karav Tvei, he's just being a nice guy. That's a different chant. That's a different grammar. That's like ba and ba'a. If you read in the Megillah in 2 weeks from now, Vazah Nara, Ba'a El HaMelech, that's wrong. It's Ba'a El HaMelech. Everyone knows what I'm talking about? There are differences between Lashon Over and Lashon Hoveh. So there's a fundamental, when you say Taish in the Gemara, when Art School writes, "I'm giving him an Aleph," what do the words mean? Aman ha ka'amar, the Anamik of the Tvei. What does ka'amar mean? Does ka'amar mean in the past who amar? Or the ha ka'amar means who omer? So according to the Rashbam, he's saying it in the past. According to Taish, he's saying it now. Because there's nothing in his words of Lesof Odilei that indicates anything about Ehel Das Baldin. So at the end of the day, the similarity between the Rashbam's Pshat and Tosfos' Pshat is such that they're both working within Hilchos Hados Baldin, but whereas according to the Rashbam, the Nekudas HaMachlokes is, that's goof for the Nekudas HaMachlokes, but the nature of Hados Baldin is, according to Tosfos, they're both agreeing to a certain nature of Hados Baldin, they're just arguing, is Lamaisa, is there present, but Metzias, is there Hados Baldin or not? So far so good. Comes the Ritva on our sugya and changes everything. Comes the Ritva and starts out the same as the Rashbam Taisus. There's a Hodos Baldin that we have to reckon with, and it's the potential Hodos Baldin that's going to win the Dintar for Yehuda ben Abban. There are no Edim yet. We have yet to meet Edim. We're going to meet them soon, but they haven't come yet. We're still Hilchos Hodos Baldin, Zok the Ritva. Comes Rav Chizda and turns around to this person who used to claim that he was a Karov, and comes Rav Chizda and says, "Wait a second, let's listen very carefully to what the guy is saying. The guy is saying he gave a Hodos Baldin, a real McCoy Hodos Baldin, no question about it. He was Meida LaEmes. We're not second guessing his Hodos Baldin. We're not reading words into Hodos Baldin. It was a real McCoy Hodos Baldin. That who is the rightful owner? Who was the rightful owner from day one? Rav Yehuda ben Abban. And Afa Pichein Zokt the Ritva V'Das Rechizda. We're not going to make this fellow pay for the fruit. We're not going to make him pay for the fruit that he ate. Doesn't make any sense. How could it be? If there was Hodos Baldin." And everybody knows what Hodos Baldin is. There's no question of Hodos Baldin. So why aren't we going to make him eat the fruit that he ate? What's the answer by second to Rizva? Who said he ate the fruit? How did he know he ate the fruit? What do you mean, who said he ate the fruit? He told us he ate the fruit. He told us he's been they're fighting for the last 10 years over the fruit. He told us he ate the fruit. So what makes us all of a sudden believe now that he didn't eat the fruit? So there's a piece of information missing from the sugya. What's the piece of information according to the Ritva? What? What's the word? Magic word. comes the Ritva and says, the piece of information is as follows, that we thought he ate the fruit, not based on Aiden. We don't have the Aiden that he ate the fruit. Our whole information that he ate the fruit is based on what he said. He is now coming and telling us he did not eat the fruit. I never ate the fruit. That's what's going on. That's what Chizda is picking up upon. Amayish kesamich mar. You, who are you relying on? How do you know that he ate the fruit in the first place? Because he told you that he ate the fruit. No. Now he's saying he never ate the fruit. Like, it's on us. What do you mean he's saying he didn't eat the fruit now? But he gave Odos Baldin. There were two Odos Baldins that this individual already has produced for us. What were they? He produced for us Odos Baldin now that he's not the rightful owner of the tree. Because he said he was made that Ravid Barab was the curved fig. And he also produced for us Odos Baldin he's been eating fruit. He told us 6 years ago he was eating fruit. So you put two Odos Baldins together. If I walk at the base and I make two statements, I say, I have been eating fruit, and the fruit I've been eating belongs to Ru. Those are my two different Odos Baldins. What does that mean? Ru sends me a bill that says, please pay me for the fruit. So what's Rav Chisda talking about? So comes Moshe and says, this is Rav Chisda, you, it's great. Comes Moshe and says, you said the magic word. That comes Rav Chisda and says, even though it's true that the guy said 6 years ago that he was eating fruit, and now he just gave Odos Baldin, that fruit that he was eating all along was not his, but he's backing out from that Odos Baldin. And that's okay, says Rav Chisda, you can back out from Odos Baldin, that's cool, that's no problem. You can back out from Odos Baldin. Back out from Odos Baldin, you're crazy, how can you back out from Odos Baldin? What's the answer? Magic word? Amasla. For those who weren't with us the first semester, we'll just fill you in for a minute. Amasla is as follows. The Mishnah in Maseches Ksubas and Daf Chavez says that if a woman walks into Beis Din and she says she's an Eishes Ish, so what's the din? She's believed. She's believed to the extent that Shavya Nashachatich Disura, she cannot get married anymore until she brings Adam that she is divorced. Once she, no one told her to walk to Beis Din and tell her she was married, but once she gives it a Hodos Baldin in a sense, quote unquote, a Shavya Nashachatich Disura, she's believed. Comes the Gemara and says there's an exception to that rule. What's the exception to that rule? If she comes to Beis Din a week later and says, let me explain to you why I said that I was married. I said I was married because I had so many people were hacking me. I signed up, came to meet the connected. I had 100 people come to set me up. And I know I wouldn't be bothered. I want to finish my final. So I told everybody I was married already. But I wasn't really married. So comes the Gemara and says, there was a big shayla. The Chum had to deal with the shayla. Finally, the Chum came to the conclusion that that's a good amasla. That explains away. She gives a good enough excuse to explain away why she opened up her mouth last week to say she was married. Kema shenos amasla v'aran emenes. Famous Gemara, right? We spent, how much time do we speak about that? Many, many, many tzvikis about that. Good. Kema shenos amasla v'aran emenes. So comes the Ritva and says, that's exactly what Rav Chisda is saying here also. That the woman is believed to give an amasla. I'm sorry, the woman, the other person, the other supposed relative, the fake relative, is believed to give an amasla. What was the amasla? Let me explain to you why when I said that I ate the fruit. I didn't really eat the fruit now. So, no, okay, please explain to us. Can you please explain? We're not going to put words in your mouth. You have to explain to us, why did you say you ate the fruit? That was a damaging statement to you. That's going to cost you a $10,000 bill of eating fruit. So tell me, Mr. Ex-relative, Rav Yehuda Rabin's relative, who we thought was a relative, tell me, why did you say that you ate the fruit? What's the answer? Why do you say such a dumb thing to say that you ate the fruit? What do you say it for? Why would anyone in their right mind have said, walked away and said he ate the fruit? What was he trying to accomplish? What? He's trying to be mechazik his taina. Him and Ravid Barabin are fighting out who's the owner of the tree, so usually an indication who's the owner of the tree is the guy who's been eating the fruit. Anyone of you have Chesed Gimel Shonim? Isn't that a good way of proving that you're the owner? So in the original Din Torah started, the guy was trying to get the upper hand against Ravid Barabin before Yom Kippur, before the guy was Mechazi B'tshuva. But he wanted to really steal the tree, so it wasn't enough to say, I'm the closest relative. He walks into the baby with a chutzpah, and he says, you, Ravid Barabin, first of all, I'm the closest relative. And second of all, I've been eating fruit for the last 20 years, and no one's ever stopped me. Of course, I'm the owner of the tree. So he gave Odos Baldin that he's been eating fruit, but the context of his Odos Baldin was the Chazik Tadosai. So now, 20 years later, when he's Chazi B'tshuva, and he says, let me tell you what really happened. Chatos Evisa Pashati, I'm not really the owner of the tree. I never met this guy before. I've been lying for the last 20 years. But let me tell you something. B'nein Ravid Barabin, I never ate an apple.
Why would eating the fruit have strengthened his claim?
No, we don't know he just died now. He could have died 10 years ago. We don't know. You know, the Gemara condenses it into one line. At least there have been a saga for 20 years. Okay? We don't know. It's hard to know. It's like when you read Megillas Esther, people read Megillas Esther, they think the whole story happened in 20 minutes. The Balkari takes 20 minutes to lane from the beginning to start the end. It happened how many years? 9 years. I mean, it depends how you start the beginning. We have 9 years, 12 years, whatever it is. It took a few years for the story to happen. So here also, we're not sure exactly how well the story unfolded. So comes the Ritva and says, that's the issue in the Gemara. The issue is not what the nature of Hilchos Hadaras Baldin is all about. The issue is not, was there Hadaras Baldin, that he was the rightful owner, not the rightful owner. Of course there's Hadaras Baldin. Of course the guy gave Hadaras Baldin, Ravid Barabin is the rightful owner. He gave a full-fledged Hadaras Baldin. But the other half of the story, the other Hadaras Baldin, that he actually ate the fruit, that he's trying to renege from, and he's invoking the principle of Amas law. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. So now, let's read the Gemara, just the gears of the Gemara, just the flow of the Gemara according to that. So comes Rav Chisda and says, right, comes Rav Chisda and says, Zel Shomer Lav Adam Gadlu, why, you Ravid Marabin, you are such a big time Chacham, you're going to get your fruit back. Aman Kasamich Mar. You're relying on who? You're relying on the other guy. And what? What are you relying on him for? To say that what? That he ate the fruit. What does that line mean? He's saying that he's a karov. What does that mean? What do the words mean? He's not saying it now. What? That's his amasla. He's saying the reason why he ate the fruit was to be machzikim, that he's the karov. That's a totally different reading of that line. That's neither Rashbam nor the Tosfos. So we have three different pshatim and rishonim. What a translation. What do those words mean? So according to the Rashbam, that means the guy in the past, before he gave his Hadaras Baldin, he was claiming that he was the Karov. That's the Rashbam's pshat. According to Tosfos' pshat is, who omer achshav, he's still the Karov, and he never gave Hadaras Baldin. He's just being a nice guy and giving you a matana. And according to the Ritva, Hacha Amad Anam Akriv Netveh is the longest in the guy's taina. The guy said he ate the fruit because he said it in order to defend his previous taina that he's a Karav Tveh. So this is a very, very different shot. So according to the Ritva now, what is the Nekudas Samachlaikis? So Rashbam, we understand what the Nekudas Samachlaikis was. According to Tosfos, we understand the Nekudas Samachlaikis. What's the Nekudas Samachlaikis according to the Ritva? How does the Gemara continue now? Abayi Rava says, no, we don't buy into this. Why? Well, Svil Adri Chizda, why? Came into Adi Adi. Translate. What does that mean, came into Adi Adi? So according to the Rashbam, came into Odi Odi meant, Hadaras Baldin is Tzais, not Maribin Leib. According to Tosfos, came into Odi Odi means, there was Hadaras Baldin, not like you said that there wasn't. What does came into Adi Adi mean now, according to the Ritva? What does it mean? What do the words mean, came into Adi Adi? There was Hadaras Baldin, and therefore, you cannot do what? You cannot back out with an amasla. Amasla doesn't work to uproot Hadaras Baldin. That's what, there's no other way to read it. If according to the Ritva, the punchline of Rav Chisda was, amasla works for Hadaras Baldin, then the response of Abayi and Rava was, wrong, not true. Amasla doesn't work. Kaven to Eidi, once he's Moide. And that's it, and it can never be undone. Rabbi said, what do we just do now? We just took a machloikes, Rav Chisda and Abayi and Rava. It was bad enough that on Thursday I told you the machloikes Abayi and Rava against Rav Chisda was machloikes and Ketzos and Marabin Leib. Today I just told you another story. I told you the Brooklyn Bridge today. What is that? That the Nakudas and machloikes Amarayim between Abayi and Rava against Rav Chisda, Bidasa Ritva, is the machloikes who and who? Let's get the two names right. The machloikes who? The Ra'ah and the Mordechai from last semester. If you remember from last semester, it was the Halakha Ra'ah. The Ra'ah was the Rishon who said that a master doesn't work the Makom HaGdaas Baldin. A master works to undo a Shavya and Nafshe. A master doesn't work to undo a HaGdaas Baldin. Who remembers what the Ra'ah said? Who remembers the context of the Ra'ah? Who remembers? What was the case? What was the case of the Ra'ah? No? I'm going to retract some take box off the Bechina. Give you extra credit from last semester. That was the Mordechai. What does it Ratz Dera'ah say? The Mishnah in Ksuba says, a woman walks into the basement and says, I'm an Eishes Ish. And now she wants to retract, so the Gemara says she can retract if she gives in a Masna. Zok Dera'ah, B'med Devar Mamurim, she can retract if what? If she, no, that was there with the Taz and the, if what? If what? If she just says, I'm an Eishes Ish, she can retract. But if she says, I'm married to Plony, I'm Eishes Plony, I'm Mrs. Cohn, and now she wants to retract, that she can't do. Why not? Says the Ra'ah, you can retract it. Isn't a hefty. You can retract it. You can't retract the Chesha Mishpa. When you say you're Eishes Plony, Eishes Plony is a mamanistic commitment. You're Eishes Plony. Eishes Niklis Levayla. So you can never undo a Hodos Baldin. You can never undo the Nimamanus with Justin Amaslam. That was the famous Chiddush of the Heilige Ra'ah. And the Mordechai disagreed. The Mordechai says you can. The Mordechai case with the Ksuba, the wild case, the woman's bazaar, the whole story. That a woman can undo a Hodas Baltin within a Masla. So according to what the Ritva said just now, that Nekudas and Machlekes which are last semester just became a Machlekes Amarayim in our sugya. Everyone realize that? When you read the Gemara, when everyone read this Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel, right? Moshe read the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel. So you didn't realize right away, of course, that's what they're arguing about. The Machlekes Abayim Rav against Rav Chisda is about who's right? Is the Mordechai right or is the Ra'ah right? Who remembers the Svar for the Ra'ah? Who remembers? Why does Ra'ah say that? Because my mother thing is that. How come a Dos Baldin works? How can a master works to undo a Shavi Nafsha doesn't work to undo a Dos Baldin? It's Chazar from last semester. Today's Shia is nothing new, just Chazar. Who remembers why? Why is it that a Hodas Baldin cannot be undone within a Masla? Well, who remembers? We had the fancy Razzle Dazzle Pshat, and then we had Apshat. The Chumas HaKuri had his Mahalach. We don't go to Mahalach. We were our Mahalach. We said, what does a Masla work? How does a Masla work? Why shouldn't a Masla work? How do you know a Masla works? Okay, how does Chazal figure out a Masla works? What's the Mokka for a Masla? I gave Hodas Baldin, I gave a Shavi Nafsha. How do you know a Masla works? What's the Mokka? Three words in the Chumash for the principle of a Masla. We just read it yesterday. What's the Mokka for a Masla? Go through the whole parasha. It's not the Eila HaMishpatim, Asher Mer, Tossim, if it's not. Well, of course, Achur HaMahatos, it's a rove. It's a rove. The statistics point in that direction, that most people, if they're explaining away, most women who said they're married, and then they're explaining, the reason I said they're married because I had too many shidduchim and I didn't want, that makes sense. There's an 87, where's Jeremy? He's still in the shidduch, Jeremy Joseph. There's an 87% chance, right? 87% chance, man, that missed the first issue, right? That Mistam, the 87% chance that she's probably telling the truth. That's a rove. Rove is givaldic. Rove is beautiful. Rove works to be matri surim. Rove works to be matri surim, yeah, but it doesn't work to do what? You can't be mitzi mamon based on rove. So once a person gave all those about din, it's over already. They're mechuyav to pay the money. That's it. The other guy's got a tithe of mumminess against you. I'm going to give you all those about din. I'm going to give you a shtikul teira. I'm going to give him a maslam, so I have to undo that. Maybe you're telling the truth. There's an 87% chance you're telling the truth, but it ain't good enough to be Maitzi Mamun. So the Mokar, the Lomdus for the Shitas are all the way we suggested against the Trumas Akri, to call the Ketzai's brother, not so simple, but it was a Hagos. It wasn't even Trumas Akri himself. It was a Hagos from the Trumas Akri. But our pshat last semester was that a master works with Teres. Rove works in Isurim, Rove doesn't work in Mamunus. And how do we know Rove doesn't work in Mamunus? It was also an action packed parasha yesterday, you know? How do you know Rove doesn't work in Mamunus? So you're going to tell me you guys weren't excited yesterday, Chris? Come on. It was the highlight of my year, right? It was exciting, right? What? Yeshua, that's right. You have to play a game and you learn Pashas Mishpat. You know what the game is? You have to read each pasuk and just think of the Gemara that relates to each pasuk. That's what you have to do. That's how you read Pashas Mishpat. What? That's right. You just have to think. Just think of. Simple. Okay. It's good when you finish Baba Kama Mitzvah Baba Basra. Yesterday was the scene on Baba Basra for Daf Yomi. So it was. Put the whole picture together. I said in Shul, I said, Rav Meir Shapira, the Stam Had Ruach HaKedesh, that he planned that in the Atavshin Ayah, in the Seam of Baba Basra, is going to be in Parshas Mishpatim. I said, you know, the Gemara says in Baba Kama that the three Babas are one Masech, that's said in Nezikin. So the Yamas says it's Masechus Nezikin. So it's really a Seam on all of Masechus Nezikin. It's taken over a year. It's been 400 and something, 50 days since they started Baba Kama. They finally reached the climax, reached the end on the Parshas Mishpatim. And what do you start the next day? Mamash Mishloshah, Mamash Mishloshah, Parshas Mishpatim. Okay, good. Anyway, getting back to the story. So Rabbi Isai, it comes out, according to the Ritvos Pshat, lo and behold, the Machlaikis the Ra'ah and the Mordechai is the Machlaikis between Abai and Rava against Rav Chisda. And in this Gemara, Gunach, in this Gemara, in Abai and Rava's words, came to Eidi Eidi, licked in these lines, these three words, came to Eidi Eidi, is the aside from the Ra'ah that a Masa doesn't work to undo a Hodas Valdin. Gevaldik, right? Want to hear something interesting? Where did Ritva get this pshat from? Quotes it from his Rebbe, from the Ra'ah. By golly, shouldn't come as a shock, right? Everyone realize that? When you saw this Ritva, and you saw he quotes it from the Ra'ah, didn't lights go off? No? But you realize it, right? It is the Ra'ah l'shitasai. Because we passed against Rav Chisda. We passed Abai and Rava. We don't accept Rav Chisda. Abai and Rava got the last word in. Came with the Eidi. That's it. So this is the Ra'ah, l'shitasa. The Ra'ah in Ksubas and the Sechem Berkas, l'shitasa in Bava Da'as from the third part. Rabbi said there's one Nekuda though. One less Nekuda within the Ritva's Pshat. The Ritva, in explaining Rav Chisda, that the concept of a masla works by Hodos Baldin, it's ultimately what Rav Chisda said according to his pshat. The Ritva wasn't just comfortable just to say it like that, just to say flippantly, yeah, it's a masla, masla and does Hodos Baldin, and shine. The Ritva felt compelled to bring a raya that the concept of a masla works by Hodos Baldin. What was his raya? Who saw the Ritva's raya? What was the raya of the Ritva? There's one line. I'm sure it was like tucked in. You could have missed it in the middle of the discussion. You have the Ritva? What? Right. You have it? Let's see. There's a line of the Ritva. He's speaking within Rav Chisda. I'm going to prove to you that you can back out from Hodos Baldin within Ramasla. That's it. Three words. That was his right. What was he referring to? Which sugya was he referring to back in Laman Alpha and Aleph? Who remembers the name of the sugya? The Tain, the Chayiz, the Tain sugya. Remember that sugya we spoke about in the Laman Aleph? What happened? Backtrack a minute, right? Zel Meshel Avaisa, Vizel Meshel Avaisa. Reuben says the field belongs to his father. Shimon says the field belongs to his father. Reuben brings Edom that it was his father's, and Shimon, poor Shimon, brings what? Eide Chazocha. Poor Shimon. Why? Because if Shimon would have just kept his mouth quiet and just brought the Eide Chazocha and then said, yeah, the Eide Chazocha, the Emes, he would have won the entire. But he didn't do that. He advanced the Taina Shel Avosai, which is contradicted by the Edom of Reuven. So, comes the Gemara as a machlaikis. Can Shimon win the Din Torah or not? So, one lone Amora wanted to let Shimon win the Din Torah. What was his name? Who wanted to let Shimon win the Din Torah anyway? Even though his time is contradicted by Edom? Rabba, right? Okay. What did Rabba say? It's a what? It's an ego, Malashaka. Nego, I could have said I ate the fruit. If I would have said I ate the fruit, if I would have advanced the tide of supporting what my Edom are saying, I would have won the Din Torah. Because if you have Edi Avos and I have Edi Chazocha, I win. That's, everybody knows that. It's first mission of the Bera. So, Migo, I could have said that. I believe to say Shalavoisai. So, come the other Amoraim and Shreichai the Kayim and say, what are you talking about? How could you possibly be believed with Amigo? It's Amigo against the what? Migo, good. Very good. Very nice. Fine and dandy. So the guy loses the Din Torah. So Shimon's out the door. They're about to take Shimon and dragging him off the field. And then he changes tune all of a sudden. And what does he say? He said, oh, you thought I said Shalavosai? Oh, no, no, no. You misunderstood what I said. Yeah, I said those words, Shalavosai. But what I really meant to say was, is that that I was so sure that I was the rightful owner of the field, so I said, this field is as if it belongs to my father. My father never saw this field. I bought it last week from the guy. 3 years ago, whatever. Well, 3 years ago from the guy. It was never chas shom. I never meant to say shalavosai. I meant some machlaikid avasi. So comes the Gemara, has a machlaikis what? Tain v'chayz v'tain or ain chayz v'tain? Can the guy revamp that tain or not? Can he say such a crazy story that what I meant to say when I said shalavayis, I meant something like the obviously is not acceptable or not? V'chayz v'tain, we paskin. How do we paskin? V'chayz v'tain v'chayz v'tain. That's a good tain. You can do that. You could revamp that tain. Comes the Mishvah and says, Zetman from Da, you see from Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, that even though Haldas Baldin was just issued, an hour ago he said Shalav Vaisai, which is a clear cut Haldas Baldin, that's what I'm saying. It's Shalav Vaisai, not say any more, any less. And now he can undo that Taina an hour later by revamping it, by explaining why he said Shalav Vaisai. So comes the Mishvah and says, you see from there, black and white, what? A master works by Haldas Baldin. So comes the Ritva and says, this is Rav Chisda laughing. Rav Chisda says, of course I'm right. This is the Ritva. I just read in Menachem's little thing over there, a little screen. Rav Chisda is saying, of course I'm right. How could anybody question that I'm right? Of course the person is believed to undo Haldas Baldin with an Amasla. Haraya, didn't anyone learn about Lamed Aleph? No one remembers last semester. We just saw Kapaskin and Lamed Aleph. That's a great Raya, right? Such a great Raya, who didn't know it? How come Bayan Rava didn't realize it? How come they all didn't realize it? They're all Paskas like Bayan Rava. So what's Pshat, Rabbi said? It's not a good Raya. What's wrong with the Raya? What's the difference between Laman Aleph and Aleph and Laman Gim Laman Aleph? Who remembers? We spoke about this enough, Laman Aleph. What's the difference? This year today I told us totally Chazar. Just pick and choose this different pieces from everything we spoke about in the past.
Saying that what you said was false, but you're explaining why you said that in Toin Mechuz V'Toin, you're explaining what you meant.
Oh,
that's what I meant.
Ktsois, right? We said this on the Ktsois, right? We said this earlier, right? Last semester on the Ktsois. Comes the Ktsois and says, no, Kemerchak Mizuch Mimayrav, they have nothing to do with each other. What's that a masla? What's the sugi of a masla and ksubas davchav beis? The sugi of a masla and ksubas davchav beis means like this. A woman walks in the beis and says, Eishas Ishani. Goes away. Next week she comes and says, I said I was an Eishes Ish, I was lying through my teeth. But let me explain to you why I lied through my teeth. I lied because I don't want to be pestered with Shidduchim before finals. That's why I said Eishes Ish Ani. I was lying. I'm telling you, I was lying. But I had a lie. There was a reason, there was a background reason why I lied. There's a context why I lied. That's the Chiddush of a Masla. Kum Tera'ah and says, Amasla. You want to invoke an Amasla by Cheshe Mishpat? Not so pashut. You can't do that. That's a machloikis. Rav Chisda says you can't do that. Rabbi Rava says you can't do that. We pass the Kabbai and Rava. That you can't do. Not so pashut. That's not at all what's happening in Daf Lamed Aleph. On Daf Lamed Aleph, what did the guy say? The guy said, Shalav Vaisai. What's his quote unquote? It's a bad word. We don't have any other word for it. I wouldn't call it Amasla. I call it a Peirush Lidvarav. He's not contradicting what he said. He's explaining away, not why he said it, why he lied. He's explaining what he said. You misunderstood me. You don't speak my language. I speak a different English than you. When I say Shalavosa, I don't really mean Avosa. That's my fancy. I'm very poetic. I say, this is my father's land. Land where my fathers die, land of the pilgrim's bride. That's what I call it. I call it my father's land. I meant my father was here. My father, I didn't mean it. I meant I'm here. I'm first generation American. My father told me a story once. He said when he was a little kid, he came to school and they taught him to sing America, something about lands where my fathers died or something. So he came home and he sang the story and his grandparents were ready to kill him. He said, what do you mean land where my father died? See, his father was still alive. So they couldn't understand that phrase, land where my father, land where my father. They didn't understand it. So when he says Shalavoisai, it doesn't mean Shalavoisai. That's not an amast of chabezing service. That's a different sugi. That's Mother Basalamov. That's a Perish the Dvarov. Of course, Perish the Dvarov works. That's not a Shaila. So the Pella is under Ritva. The Ritva pulled a fast one on us. The Ritva pulled the wool over our eyes. Because the Ritva has a Rav Chisda quoting the concept of Amasla. And he's quoting Laman Aleph and Aleph to support his theory of Amasla by Dini Mamanis. Not true. That is not the Stats thing sugi. It's a different sugi. Look, Amri. Look at very different sugya. So it's a little bit of a pell on the Ritva. But it comes out that according to the Ritva, the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Rav Chisda and Abayin Rav is, everybody agrees to Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph. The question is whether we could extrapolate from Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. It's a fundamentally different type of an Amasla. That's the Nekudas of Machlokes. So when all the dust settles on Beisai, we have three very, very different approaches in the Rishonim to this sugya. And they're all working with the same girsa. Everyone's assuming that the issue, the reason why Avinu Rabin walks away with the tree, is based on Ados Baldin. There are no Eidim yet. Eidim have not yet entered. They don't come to Rabbeinu Chananel's days. So the next sugya, you got a new page in my Mekorim, so the Eidim show up. There's only Ados Baldin here. What's the issue with Ados Baldin? What's the Nekudas HaMachloikes? So according to the Rashbam, the Nekudas HaMachloikes is a Lomdish HaMachloikes with the very nature of Ados Baldin, Marib Ben Lehi versus Ketzais. According to Tyson, it's a very watered down, very dry, psychological Machloikes. Did the guy give Ados Baldin? Did the guy not give Ados Baldin? According to the Ritva, it's a very Lomdish HaMachloikes, not whether he gave Ados Baldin. The Lomdish HaMachloikes is, can he back out from the Ados Baldin that he already gave? And in terms of textually in the Gemara, the words Ha'amar, the Anakir of the Tvei, are translated very, very different. According to Rashbam, it's Beloshen Avar, Hu Amar, Anakir of the Tvei. According to Tais, it's Hu Omer, Anakir of the Tvei. And according to the Ritva, this is his Amaslav. The reason why I said it is because he used to say Anakir of the Tvei. So three very, very different Pshatim in the Rishonim. But again, the common denominator between all these Pshatim is that at the end of the day, there are no Edim. It's all Ados Baldin. But ultimately, cost for Avinu Rabin, so cost the other guy the tree, is Ados Baldin. Now we begin the new sugya. Okay.
What do I do here? What do I do?